Okay, I call the Monday, July 24th regular board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Mr. Fanouken is out of town this evening.
Country.
Out of the country, yes.
Yes. Okay, let's stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I'd like to welcome all of our visitors. Thank you for coming. And is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a time set aside for a hearing of the public. If you have anything to say about anything pertaining to the agenda, please come up, state your name and address. No one coming for it, so we will continue. Okay, the minutes of June 12th and June 30th have been received by our board members and reviewed. So at this time, are there any additions or corrections?
No.
So those in favor of approving, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And is there an abstention? Okay, were you?
Oh, I'll abstain because I was not present at those meetings.
Okay.
You will abstain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, superintendent's report.
I do have a short report. This is, we're less than a month from today, we're back in school. August 21st, back in action. Busy summer. I believe the Dover campus sidewalk is completed. When I was on vacation last week, before I left, I went and looked at it, and it looked pretty close to done. Something we're really excited about. We've had kids walking up that driveway, and to put that sidewalk in gives a nice safe path for the kids that are entering the Dover campus from Bassett. Another item, last Thursday, the city and school district closed on the land exchange agreement, and city now owns the old board office, Parkside, and Bradley Road property. The school district owns Center Ridge and can purchase Parkside back for the land-only estimate that was determined this year. And we also have access to this building for the next 10 years at $1 per year. Would like to thank the city for their collaboration during this process. School district can continue to plan for our school project, and the city now has options by obtaining the old city hall in Bradley. Those properties are connected to land that they currently own. As you know, with Bradley, they own the golf course, and they also own the nature reserve, so they can do what they plan to do. I believe I've heard things like extending walking trails and being able to build facilities there. So that puts them in a position to plan there, as well as the old city hall being connected to, I mean, the old board office being connected to the police station and other things gives them flexibility over there. So good for them. You know, excited to see what they do with that. The district is, we're nearly fully staffed, and we had one ESL teacher leave early in July. Other than that, no movements last minute. Sometimes around the July 10th, you have some people take positions in other places. This year, we only had one ESL teacher, one teacher who taught ESL, did leave. The only other positions that Brady Sheets is working on right now are long-term sub positions due to some leaves. And other than that, we are set. The one thing I'll point out on the agenda, before we get to the agenda, you will see a recommendation for Mackenzie Hall as our new assistant principal at DIS. You did have a chance to meet her a couple moments ago. She is very impressive and up-and-coming leader. She's coming to us from the Avon School System, where she was a middle school science teacher. And one of the things that we noticed interviewing with her deep knowledge, very deep knowledge and passion for instruction. And not only that, but we really believed that her demeanor would really be a nice fit with fifth and sixth grade students. And really excited to have her join. I know, I stopped over to DIS today, and Mrs. Hall is starting, she's going to start coming in tomorrow. And I saw Mr. Miller, and he's really excited. So he's excited to be working with her on a day-to-day basis. We're excited to have her join our team. And other than that, that's what I'll stick with until we get into the agenda.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins, Treasurer's Report.
You know, mine is very quick. This time of year, it's nice and simple. We're on, I often call the school district as kind of a roller coaster ride where we have hills and valleys. And right now, after the year-end closing, for the treasurer's office, we're kind of in that valley right now. So I'm very happy to report, like Scott had mentioned, that we did close the deal for the property. So all of that was signed last week by Ms. Lozinski and myself. We have closed our financing deal on the buses. So we've taken possession of all, in total, 11 buses. We purchased one outright, but at least 10 of them. So we do have 11 brand new buses on site as well and ready for the new school year. So we've kind of just wrapping up some things, and as we gear up for the school year, it is nice to have a little bit of a lull right now. So, you know, that's where we are. I am in the process of, we're going to be starting our annual audit. We are again contracting with Julian and Grube, CPA firm, who will do our gap conversion and CAFR. And then we are scheduled for the State of Ohio Auditor's Office to come in and perform the state mandated audit. So that's kind of the process that we're looking forward to as we go forward. And then just working on getting a year in review of our financial statements that will be published on our website and for the board to review as well. So we'll have all of that together for you here shortly. But other than that, we're in a nice lull right now and things are good.
So
it won't. No, it lasts a couple of weeks and then you're back up the hill until you find that next hill to head down into the valley. So if I can just move forward into my recommendations.
Can I?
Yep.
You had mentioned you were going to talk about Jack Marsick and if he is available in August.
Yep. We can do that now, or if you want to do that during board items at
the
end of it.
It's during board items,
okay.
If you want. I was just curious.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we've got some dates and times. We'll go over what the plans are for that and see what works for the board.
Great. Thank you.
All right. All right, I will move forward with the recommendations. I have three ones. Hopefully, they're pretty straightforward here. The first one is a then-now certificates. I have two of them on here. One for Lewis Land. You'll see that we had additional surveying that we needed to be done on the Center Ridge property. This is specific to making sure that we had everything noted for the consolidation of the multiple parcels. The property has, I want to say, 8 parcels. Do you remember, Scott?
I can't remember the exact number.
I think it was, 7, 8, or 9 parcels. It's a good number of parcels. Where we closed the deal as separate parcels. We're seeking approval to consolidate those parcels, but in order to consolidate and do the deal with all separate parcels, we needed some additional surveying done, and that's specific to that. The next one, and you're going to see this a little bit more in August as well, I'm taking a little bit different of approach, a different business decision, if you will, for our district. And I'm trying to look at making sure we're doing POs in the fiscal year that we're expending the money. So in this case, we had the IB bill come in for the high school. They dated it July 1st, and we're in the process of closing. We can't issue a PO on July 1st. So we knew it was coming. This isn't a surprise. This isn't, that money isn't budgeted. It's just a PO wasn't written up, and it's solely because of the change in the fiscal year. So again, it's just doing it a little bit different than has been done in the past, but that's on there. So those are the two there. 4B is the student activity purpose statements and budgets. It's pretty extensive. I don't think I'm going to go through and speak about them, but if you have questions, feel free. And then finally, I have 4C on here. And 4C is returning the advances. And if you recall from our June 30th board meeting. Again, one of the different business decisions, if you will, from my predecessor is I opt to advance money from the general fund into our federal grants to cover all negative cash as well as encumbrances. And the way the law is written on federal grants is you're required to have them encumbered by June 30th and expended by September 30th. So what happens is we have a number of encumbrances, very appropriate, very normal, we can't ask for the money from the state now. They've changed the rules. You can only have cash on hand for 5 days from the state, so we have to actually expend the money before we're really able to request the money from the state, and these are encumbrances. But my attitude on it is the law doesn't allow me to end the fiscal year in the negative on any fund as an unencumbered cash balance. And so we were in the negative on the encumbrances. So we've advanced money in, and as I stated, we would be returning the money. We're able to return the money immediately. It will drive it into the negative on those funds, which is okay. It's not the end of the fiscal year, it's the beginning. So as we expend those funds now, meaning the encumbrance, we receive the product, we pay the invoice, it's now expended, we can request the money back from the state to make sure that it doesn't cost us anything. These are just the federal funds. I think it's five separate federal funds that we did this with last year.
Okay, do you want to do
that? Yeah, if I could combine all three, if the board would be okay with that.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 4, A, B, and C?
So mm-hmm. Moved.
Second.
Any discussion or questions?
No.
Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Superintendent.
Okay. I have more, but it's more staffing. So they're pretty simple ones. First one, as always, resolution to accept gifts and donations. We are fortunate where we do have many organizations donating to the Westlake schools, and we'd like to show our appreciation. We did have an anonymous donor donated 6 dozen cookies to the school district for the architecture community information meeting that was on July 6th. Also, I'll go to the last one. We had the Westlake United Methodist Church, where they donated their fellowship hall for us to host the meeting. It was important for us to try and get that close to that area. And at the time, the library's largest rooms were booked. So they stepped up and let us use their area, and we appreciate that. And also Bassett PTA for donating $7,502 to purchase Chromebooks and iPads for the students at Bassett Elementary. Letter B, you're going to see an FMLA and also Mackenzie Hall, who you met earlier, and Janelle Sargent as well as a long-term sub. And summer workers, there's just a couple there. Letter D, these are coming out of Title IIA funds to do some English language arts summer work. Gifted testing, Val Pace, and she was in today. I had a chance to talk to her for a little bit. We just had more students coming in requiring gifted testing, so we needed her to come in and provide that. Extended time, these are the traditional extended time for guidance counselors, school psychologists, nurses, media specialists, and career tech. These are standard, they haven't been changed. An extension, letter G, for the performance contract. We have a gentleman, Gavin Burwald, giving him an extra 16 hours to help with our bus routes, be able to make sure that they're running or organized efficiently. They needed a little more time with him. Project Link personnel in letter H. There are four more names listed there. And I wanted to get to letter I, which is approval of the Project Link parent-student handbook. The only real change you're gonna see in there is Link did increase their hourly rate, and I believe they went from $5 to $5.20 per hour. That 20-cent increase is the first hourly increase they've had since the 2010-11 school year. So they've been running on that for a long period of time. I know that they've been looking at it, and it's been getting tighter and tighter with what they're bringing in. So they did move to, increase that to $5.20. We do have, one of the things that we do is when we have foreign exchange students, the first thing we do is we approve the organization who they work with. That is really important because when you work with a good organization, they really have a lot of the things prepared for you. And we want to make sure that they are approved and they are someone that we want to do business with. AFS is an organization we have worked with before and received students from. And after that is an approval from a student from Pakistan, which his information was provided, and the organization has worked with Paul Wilson to make sure everything was in place for that. And then the last is resolution to approve payment in lieu of transportation for those who do not choose to use the transportation. And that's it. That's my entire set.
Okay, you want to do the gifts separately?
I think you could do A separately, and I you know, going through those, I don't see a reason, unless you guys do, see why you can't bundle the rest.
Okay, is there a motion to approve item 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion? No?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to the community.
A big thank you. I didn't get to taste the cookies, but they were good. Okay, roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 5B through L?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion?
Just a comment about the counselors, and we're approving the extended hours, which are what we do every year. I want to really commend Paul Wilson and the counseling staff at the high school for just thinking out of the box and taking these extended hours, and instead of tacking them on at the very end of the school year or the beginning of the new school year, they've made it so that we have a counselor on staff available to families from 8 till 2 every Wednesday this summer. I know we've used that, or we will be this week using that. It's just great to know we can pick up the phone and call somebody there and get a scheduling question answered or college application question, that kind of thing. So
that was a great idea.
You know, and when Paul explained, you know, I said, how did you do that? How did you pay for that? How did you work that out? And he's like, you know, we just reorganized how we have them coming in. And I thought, well, that's a no-brainer. And, you know, I love it. That's the kind of thing we're thinking about. And the only other thing, too, is how exciting to have a foreign exchange student from Pakistan, and we're very excited to have I think it's Ashgar.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a family to stay with? Is that okay, any other comments? Okay, roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay. Now we have hearing of the public, and you can talk about anything you want to. No one wants to talk.
All right.
Okay. Board comments, and we will talk, right?
So yeah, what we can do is open up with speaking about Jack Marsick, who has done some board, a combination of professional development as well as working with evaluations for Scott and I. So I reached out to Jack about seeing if we could schedule him to meet with him in November, specifically kind of like we did last year, have a retreat down at the OSBA Capitol Conference. He responded back that he has put us on the calendar for the 12th. So that'll be that Sunday that's down there. Once we have hotel accommodations figured out for the conference, I'll look to book a room again like we did last year. Also, he asked if he could meet with the board, preferably in August. to kind of have a review of where we're at from last year, as well as preparing for this year's meeting. And he is available the week of the 21st, or the 28th, 29th, or 30th. So that's his availability for August. So one of the things I'd like to talk about to the board about is we currently don't have a work session scheduled for August. And I was thinking as a possibility what we may want to consider is doing a work session in August. We could stick with the second Monday, which I believe is the 14th. And we could use that work session specifically about the building project, and then schedule executive session for evaluation purposes. And then we can look to use the 28th, which is our regularly scheduled meeting, to have our normal meeting, and then have Jack after the meeting, if that would be something that would work for the whole board.
So Jack on the 28th?
So we'd schedule Jack for the 28th, because he's not available on the 14th.
Okay.
But then we could do the 14th for evals, and specifically a work session in regards to the building project.
And didn't you say that in August the construction team was going to give a report? I have that written down from the last.
It'll actually be in September as they're approaching the GMP, but we can bring them in and ask them. I think it would be a good time to have them come in and kind of talk about where they're at with things.
During our work session,
explain how things are going to move forward, explain to the board what they can expect going into that September meeting when we need the GMP. I think it would be a good opportunity to have a little bit more information for the board in regards to the building project, and also talk specific to the finances of it, and make sure everyone's on the same page, that we're comfortable with what we're going to see going into the September 25th meeting, which is going to be where they'll present the GMP. And you know, we want to make sure there's no surprises, because to stay on schedule, we're looking for approval on the 25th. And we would hope not to delay that. So this way we take the opportunity in August to lay the groundwork, give ample time to answer any questions that we have for the board, and make sure that we're in a good place for the September GMP meeting.
I know you'll check with all the board, but those dates sound great, and you're aware of anything that Jack wants us to do prior to meeting with Jack.
You know, in my initial email to him, I asked if there's anything, any prep work he'd like the board to complete. His response was he'd like to meet with the board. So, you know, I will, when I email him back tonight or tomorrow with a date, I will ask him again if there's anything that would be worthwhile to have the board prep for that meeting.
And do we still plan to do the groundbreaking at that September 25th meeting then?
Ideally, yes. What we've talked about the possibility of doing is scheduling that meeting for the library. Then we can go over, we can open the meeting, we can then go into a short recess, head out, do the groundbreaking, which obviously is very close to the library, and then we can reconvene back at the library for the remainder of the regular scheduled meeting.
And just a question about the groundbreaking. Will that include students?
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Okay,
yeah.
So you'll include in
when the school year starts.
City dignitaries.
Yeah, the city's aware. And it should actually be in their newsletter as well.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so I want to publicize that as much as we can. Will we at the 28th, so we'll have Jack in to work with us, does it make sense to discuss the books Leaders Eat Last? I know you're going to be using that with your administrators. Is there a discussion you're doing? Is there something you would like to lead with us?
We are. We're one of the things that we just talked about, and I won't proclaim that I thought of this because I Googled to see what other people are doing. there was another district in another part of the country, I think, that they created a Google Doc and then put quotes by chapter. Mm-hmm. And then why that resonated with them, you know, what that means to their place in this organization. And I liked that, and really we were just going to have a conversation around those.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the board would like to do that, I can create the same thing, and
yeah,
people can do that as well.
For the November one? Or?
Well, when would you want to do it? I mean, I was thinking we might do something with Jack, but I don't know.
Maybe at Capitol. You know, maybe that's something we do when Jack's not there, and just have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I think Capitol would be a good place to talk about it.
With Jack on that Sunday?
No, but when Jack isn't there.
Oh, right. Yeah, I agree. I think Jack would probably have...
He has his own. But I don't see it being a...
So I have to finish the book by then.
You have to, by Capitol Conference, you have to finish the book. You know, you can get an audiobook. Kathy got an audiobook, and I think that's probably much more pleasant.
I'm not enjoying it that much. Just saying.
The audiobook is good.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it a lot, just so you know.
Well, that just extended. That makes it a deadline. That's good. Because I'm driving back and forth. I like that works out. It's sitting there waiting for me. But it does look good.
Okay, then I have a question about our IB enrollment at the high school.
Right. It's low.
Okay. Is this something that we are going to keep in mind for the future? Do we have any students at all enrolled in the IB?
Yeah, we have, I think right now, three.
Three.
And it's,
well, we have more students taking the courses that aren't the diploma, because remember, they can take them like AP classes.
And that's one of the things we really have to farm out. We started talking about it last year, and really creating that identity inside the high school where I think some people are like, well, are we an IB school, an AP school, a college credit plus school? What is it that we're doing? And I don't think, you know, you want to pigeonhole your school district, your high school into that. We prepare students for their next step. For some students, a full IB program is the way to go. For other students, this IB course may be the way to go, and this College Credit Plus course, and this AP course. Because I think when you just offer one thing to students, then you've just created a one-size-fits-all. And I think we're still trying to figure out how all these things align with each other and work together. College Credit Plus is really new to Westlake High. I think they're at least offering it on campus. We had a large number of students who were leaving campus last year and the year before to participate in it. And this year, we're up to how many?
Originally, it was going to be 10 courses. I think we're down to, due to enrollment, I think we're down to 7.
Okay. So, but last year, I think it was one.
One.
So we went from one course being offered last year to 7 this year. We did prepare for 10. But just like with anything else, you know, if you put it out there, just like with any course catalog you put out in the university, mm-hmm. and you'll have, if you have students who don't sign up for the course, you're not gonna offer it. So we did, I have 10 in place and ready to go. Students showed interest in 7 out of the 10, which is not bad. I mean, that's not a bad batting average there. And they're full go and running.
In some of the courses, we have multiple sections that are offering. English, psychology, sociology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one section.
And I know you and I had the same conversation a couple of weeks ago. So what's kind of in the works? Because I know you're thinking big picture and you're trying to figure this all out. How will this be evaluated, like programming wise, that sort of thing?
Well, that's one of the things that one of the reasons why we now have Kathy focused on middle school and high school is that's something she's going to work with the staff and students on, you know, mm-hmm. to really look at the programming and what we're offering and how everything kind of fits together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last year was one where, you know, we were coming off of a tough year the previous year, and last year, you know, we really stabilized a lot of things and were able to come through it, and now, you know, we're taking that step. What's our next step? Mm-hmm. You know, our next step last time was coming back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. Now it's taking the step forward after that.
So, awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I just wanted to mention, over the weekend, I had an opportunity to participate in an event with one of our remarkable teachers, Mrs. Ann Hazenall. Co-chaired an annual event for the English Speaking Union. The event involved a performance of Midsummer's Night Dream at Cleveland Botanical Gardens. Students all over Northeast Ohio, including Westlake High School students, performed, and they were outstanding. It was just a fantastic event. The Westlake High School Jazz Band performed as well. And I just want to say thank you to Mrs. Hazenhoff for your leadership and for this tremendous experience for our students.
Can I make one more comment? That positive comments for the website. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to see the new redo of the website. First of all, pass on congratulations.
Pete and Kim did the lion's share of almost all of that.
Please pass on congratulations and well done. It looks fabulous. I know they're still tweaking and working on it and with marketing plan and all that, but it looks great. The photos look really good. It helps to have a nice clean template.
I think clean's a good way to put it. I think when you have a website for a number of years, it gets cluttered.
It just does.
And there's just stuff everywhere.
It's like my desk at
home. So I agree.
You got to clean it up.
I got to check it out. I forgot all
about
it. Is it easy to navigate?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I just happened upon it. I was looking for something else, and it's like, oh, they have it up live. I didn't know. Will there be kind of an announcement when it's ready to go live to the families, or?
Yes, there was also an article on the Plain Dealer.
I know, I've seen it.
Really?
Look around for the staff.
Cool.
It's up the top here, but I found it.
No.
That's good, though.
That's not it.
That's the old one.
Oh, it says visit our new site, visit.org.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah, they have the old site internal still. As teachers are migrating their sites, their teacher sites from the old system to the new system.
Okay.
I talked to Pete about that today. He said that they do have that one with the red banner up still because they still want to give staff access as they have content they may want to transfer over to the new one. You don't want to shut that off and then have people not be able to access them.
So internally, if you just go to wlake.org right now, instead of the westlake.k12.oh, go to wlake.org. It should take you to the new site.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I'll work on it. I just always thought we needed something that was a little easier to navigate.
Things certainly got
buried. I couldn't get down
there. I'm special.
Huh. Oh, I like that.
Got a nice big picture of Kathy.
Yeah, nice picture there.
I like that calendar too.
Oh yeah, with the hat, yes.
And then you can fill in, you can view the full one if you want.
Yeah, I just had a hard time looking at the calendar.
There, it's up on the top screen.
Well, that helps. Okay, I'll try it. Okay, anything else? Okay, well that brings us to adjournment.
One last thing, are we all set? Are we having a work session on the 14th then, as discussed?
What I'll do is I'll email out the board to make sure John's available as well.
Sure.
And then once I get confirmation back, if you each would check your calendars, make sure that that works for you as well. Once I get confirmation, I'll get that scheduled. But let's plan on that.
Okay.
If you put that tentatively on your calendar, and then I'll check with John as well.
Okay.
And did you get all the information you need for OSBA in November? Everyone respond?
I'm trying to think. I've been forwarding to Robin. Robin's been out this past week. I'd have to go back and see if I've heard, but I believe I've heard from everyone. And it looks like everyone's going to be down there for Sunday and Monday at least. Maybe not Tuesday, but it looks like everyone will be there for Sunday so we can do our work session on Sunday. And then, attend the conference Monday and then possibly Tuesday, depending
on. Did they shorten it a day? I didn't see
anything
for Wednesday, so they
Did. They,
people just didn't stay for Wednesday.
And that's what it is. Yeah, I stayed last year for Wednesday, and you go from a fairly large crowd to, it was almost a skeleton crew left, and they closed the trade show, so the trade show was already closed, so it's just. And they wrapped up the sessions by 11 a.m., so it really wasn't
a
huge value. Correct.
You pay for an overnight and then leave at 11. That's not
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is, I like the fact that it starts on a Sunday, because then you can get started on Sunday, and it just takes a day, I mean, out of the week, you know?
Exactly.
So then if you're going for 3 days, you're Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I like, I'm glad we did it that way.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
To adjourn at 6:35 p.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
And Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.